Yeah.
All right, so we'll count it down. We'll go 5, 4, 3.
Guys, that's never worked. Let's just start the show.
No, no, you count it down. The second that you do 5, 4, 3. No, you do 5, 4.
You see, we have to explain this every time.
You don't say 3. You don't say 3.
No, no counting.
Action.
No, no action, no counting. Let's just start the show.
3, 4.
Brian, start the show.
Hey, harmonize.
Welcome to the Shy Show.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Brian Gerard here, along with, of course, Gregory Hoy. And unfortunately, Robert Shy.
What? Yes, why unfortunately?
Robert made it this week.
Because you're here.
Robert finally made it to a show.
Good job, Robert.
Welcome back.
I'm here at every show.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll have to just agree to disagree.
Yeah, as always.
That doesn't make any sense.
Would you guys go into politics?
I think about it sometimes.
You know, if I could help a lot of people, I would. You know,
do you think you can help a lot of people in politics?
I think politics generally is flawed. Everybody's trying to stay in politics, and they're doing everything that they can to do that. They're saying things that they don't necessarily believe. A lot of people do believe certain things, but it's just they give up so many concessions in order to stay.
Yeah.
And then even when they are done, they give up so many things to make sure that their person who's coming in behind them can stay and get in.
Yeah.
It's just
– it doesn't make sense.
It's just, you know, handshakes and people patting each other on the back. That's what it is.
And I feel like that, like there's a part of me that would love to get into politics to just really go against that grain and just go and be –
But the problem is bullshit. It's so like, set up. Again, you can't do that.
That's what Barry Obama said, and he's right in the fold now. Nobody can fight it.
You would like to think that he is doing something that's different, but
you would
at the
like
same
to,
time –
but at the same time, we don't know.
It can't function. It doesn't function that way.
Yeah, if all of a sudden he comes in and just starts swimming upstream.
It would need a complete overhaul. And he tried. I mean, I can tell you this right now. He went in there and said, hey, let's have a bipartisan panel of this and that and the other. And it's like, okay, great. But then the problem is that he let all these people in who don't play that game.
Mm-hmm.
And so he never got anything passed.
Yeah.
Well, because, because everybody was like, well, but ultimately he did because I think he stopped playing that game. He started saying, okay, forget it. We're in charge. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
And people hate him for it, but he's getting something done. I don't know.
It's too big. Politics.
Too big of a machine.
It's
a pretty
politics.
Big machine.
I think you'd be a great politician.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Absolutely.
You're like mayor of Chicago.
At least a city councilman.
You think I would be a good politician?
I do.
Why?
Because you have a way with words.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I think you would make a good politician just because sometimes the people need to see somebody freak out. And I think you're really good at freaking out.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think in the middle of the chambers of all these city councilmen or any sort of government, not just city council or state, whatever. Even at the highest level, at the federal level, I think it'd be great if you stood up and be like, are you kidding me? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Fuck this. No.
And then you just start screaming in your high-pitched scream. Pretty much like that.
And I really feel like that there's that voice is missing.
Yeah.
And that you could...
I can tell you that voice is missing. That voice is not represented.
Are you bullshitting me that you think that I'd be in... A good politician?
No, I really think you'd be a good politician.
But not for those reasons, obviously.
I think you'd be a good politician because you have a certain philosophy and viewpoint of just basic common sense, like this is how shit should go. And I feel like that voice could be an important
thing.
Could be an important thing that we need.
Well, I'm running for president.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go.
I will be running for president in whatever the next... No, not 2012. That's too
That's
soon.
A little
I got other
soon.
Stuff to do.
Yeah.
I got commercials to audition for.
Okay.
But then...
2016.
Later. Look it, man. I could be the president. Sarah fucking Palin might be running for president.
Yeah.
Like, that really is happening in this world.
Yeah.
So there is no doubt in my mind, ladies and gentlemen, that here today... September 9th, 2010. I'm doing the thumb thing to the...
For those of you who can't see, we're all doing
microphone.
The thumbs right
You know
now.
The thumb talking thing where you can't point?
No. But
you can't put the Hitler hand out, but you
can't.
Can put the little
It's like a hot potato.
Thumb
it's
thing.
A little hot potato with a thumb.
Yeah. And nobody ever holds their hand like this except
for politics.
So, but I'm doing it right now.
Two of them.
Oh, you're double fisting.
I'm double.
Two hot potatoes.
Two hot potatoes.
Ladies and gentlemen
talk
of the nation.
Greg's got an announcement. Everybody,
Gregory Hoyt. I, Gregory Hoyt, on November 10th,
2010. We love you, Greg.
Hey, shh. I'm making a speech. Whoop.
I heard a boo.
Yeah.
All right. We turned him. I hereby announce my candidacy for president at some point in the future.
He's doing the thumb thing. He must mean it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I'm biting my bottom lip. Mm-hmm.
All right, there it is. It's official.
It's official.
So you have officially jumped into the game of politics. How's it feel?
Oh, God.
It feels bitter and disappointing.
Yeah.
It should. Well, look, I've got a deal for you.
Okay.
If you, scratch my back, I'll think about scratching yours.
I'm not gay.
And now I have another deal for you. I have an envelope here with pictures in it that are black and white, and they're sealed in this envelope.
Mm-hmm.
That could spell trouble for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you should pay me to make sure I burn them.
What are the pictures?
They're of you in compromising
headshots.
Circumstances.
Headshots. Yeah. Oh, my old commercial headshots.
Yeah,
let me see those. I'd love to see those.
They're in a sealed envelope, and in order
for you, unseal it. Let's just tear
you need
it out.
To pay me $50,000.
Why?
To open them up.
But I have them back on my old.
I
laptop.
Need $55,000 before I can.
Price
open
just
these
went up.
Up. Otherwise, you keep talking. The price keeps going up.
Okay. Here's $55,000. It's taxpayers' money. It's not even mine. Just take it. Get out of here. Give me the headshots.
No, it's now $60,000.
No, I just handed you $55,000.
I need another $5,000 more. Oh, this is going straight to the
right,
New York Tribune.
$5,000. Thank you.
$65,000.
Give me the fucking headshots, man.
$74,595.
He's actually agreed to everything you've said here, Brian. I'm not sure if this is
Mr. President. Yes, Dan. I wanted to let you know, I just uncovered an archive, an old podcast that you did where you were talking shit about Oprah Winfrey. Oh my God.
How much would you pay to erase that podcast?
I have $5 million that hopefully can erase that hard drive.
Mrs. Winfrey is not happy.
Oh, God.
She is actually quite upset.
Oh, my God. Am I going to have to go up to the House on the Hill
she
again?
She would like to see you on the House on the Hill.
Oh, God.
Bing, boom.
Hello?
Welcome to the Winfrey residence.
Oprah, it's me, Gregory Hoyt, President.
Please take a seat at the inside of the lobby of the House.
Why did they have Maya Angelou do this voiceover? It's so odd. Okay, I'm here, Oprah. Come on down.
Can I get you?
Oh, my God. You have a hover chair.
Gregory.
Yes, Oprah?
I've acquired an English accent. I find it makes me both regal and evil at the same time.
Very good.
Could I get you some water?
Can you shut the Maya Angelou voiceover?
That is actually Maya Angelou. Oh. I would wish you to be more respectful towards her. Maya... A hot tea for me, please.
Hot tea.
Thank you.
For Mr. Hoyt?
Yes, thank you, Miss Angelou.
Yes.
Take a seat.
Thank you, Maya.
Thank you, Maya.
So, Gregory.
Yes.
You may take a knee.
Okay. Marble floor is... Okay.
Yes, I had those just installed. Oh. We used to have carpeting here, but I found that people kneeling before me were too comfortable.
Okay, I didn't notice you.
Your water, my queen.
I asked for hot tea.
Oh! Oh! Miss Winfrey, you just slapped Maya Angelou in the face.
I deserved it. I will crawl back to the kitchen.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
So, Gregory.
Yes.
It has come to my attention that there was a podcast, perhaps three or four podcasts, where you said some disparaging comments about my relationship with Gail. Would you care to comment on that?
It's something that I would like to put behind me, but I have to say that
put behind you. But one moment, please. Gail!
Oh.
Gail, could you come in here, please?
Oh, my God, another harbor chair? I thought there was only one of these in the world.
Yes, darling.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Gail.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Gail.
Hey-o.
Do you see who's here, Gail? I've brought you a gift.
It's Greg.
Yes, the president of our fair nation.
Very good to see you, Gail.
Hey,
you
look Greg.
Hello. Oh, put your dress back on, Gail.
Oh, okay.
Gail, if you could please pick up the ceremonial axe. Greg is already on his knees.
What are we looking at here, ladies?
This is a gift for Gail. You may not have realized it, but it is Gail's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Gail.
Yes. Thank you. Could you put your hands out in front of you?
There we go.
Sure.
That's what that block is for.
No, I'm not going to put my hands on the wooden block with the blood on it.
Just put your hands on the block.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Whoa! An electric, whip? That you just correct. Electric whipped me?
That is correct.
I'm the president, Oprah.
Yes, and how do you think you became the president?
Through a democratic process of election?
No, you silly. O runs everything. Yes. It's O time.
Yes, I am, as you say, completely hands off. Notice I'm using my quotation fingers.
Look, I said that 20 years ago. Come on, you got to give me a break here.
We'll give you a break. We'll give you a break right across your left wrist and your right one.
Oh, my God. Huh? Hey, you see
very
what I did?
Very close. Very close.
Oh, no. Huh? I'm playing the game.
I'm not amused. I'm not amused.
Hey, look,
at all.
I got a cabinet meeting. I really got to skedaddle here. Ladies.
Well, then we can make this fast, Gail.
If you cut my hands off,
yes,
there are people that are going to wonder why.
Oh no!
What happened to me?
I'll write a note.
Signed O. When it's signed O, ain't nobody does anything about it.
We're all gonna die.
It's insane.
It is.
That's an insane world that we just created. But it kind of seems real.
Seems real.
I just want to go on record to say that
yes.
when Oprah listens to our show and she just will listen to those events that we just created, that it really comes from a fictitional place.
It's not
we're
actually
artists,
real.
Yes, we're creators, and we just
real. Totally coming
totally,
from
totally, we don't believe in the things that we've said.
Yeah.
We don't condone the things that we've said.
We all love Chicago.
All in the form of
100%. Yeah. All of us love it.
Entertainment. Not all of us.
Hey, you know what would be cool? If you know how they do those political ads?
What's that?
Where it's like, okay, I'll use me since I'm a...
Jerry Brown is
use me.
A waste
use
of
me.
Money. Oh,
use
okay.
Me.
Greg Hoyt, he's a bastard and
no,
a
no, no,
saint
no, but make
worshiper.
It really good. Make it really good. Like, but like, really over the top, like making claims of what I do.
Yeah.
And then
you
I'll
like,
do the thing at the end where...
Which is, oh,
yeah,
so
just,
it was
just,
like...
Yeah.
Would you vote for Gregory Hoyt? Gregory Hoyt wants to spend your taxpayers' money to make sure that children get to look at child pornography.
Gregory Hoyt does not endorse this.
Fuck, you messed it up. You messed it up.
I blew it. But I feel like it's going to be like, you got to be the guy who's like, Gregory Hoyt put people on Mars, and they're doing awesome. Like, in making
this
these
message
really...
Is not, yeah, this yeah. message is not endorsed by the Gregory Hoyt campaign. Yeah. You're saying not endorsed or endorsed?
Not endorsed.
Oh.
I think it'd be really cool to put out campaign ads that made these awesome... Gregory Hoyt has gotten the nation out of debt in 3 weeks.
Good
and,
claims.
Yeah, like,
so it's
really
for the
claims.
Campaign. I see.
And then at the end, I just quickly go, I do not endorse this campaign message. But only the people that listen.
Those really exist, those kind of
Well, they do the thing where it's like Hillary Clinton will wake up at 3 a.m. to, you know, whatever. They make these ads and then they go.
They usually have like Hillary Clinton at the end saying, I endorse this message.
And it's like a picture of her doing the thumb thing.
It's not a picture. But they didn't cut out her mouth and have her mouth moving. It's actually a video.
They hired the crew from the
Conan O'Brien. Yeah.
Exactly.
Love that. Love that.
I endorse this message. You don't even sound like Hillary Clinton.
We gotta go again. We gotta try it again.
So, is that what makes this feel like a Friday for you?
Yeah.
None of that makes it feel like a Friday. Yeah, I guess so.
It's like Fridays to me are mint tea and Oprah on a porch.
That's a good day.
You know?
Yeah, the pressure's off.
The pressure's off. You got a weekend to look forward to kind of kick it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gail by your side.
Whatever mistakes you've made are already kind of past.
It doesn't matter.
Tuesday's already gone, thank God.
Yeah. possibilities are endless.
And you just you don't have to worry about next week. You got Monday coming up. Yeah. Monday we'll deal with next week.
Yeah.
But and I'd say even Sunday you can deal with the next week.
Right. Sunday evenings are kind of a green time. Green time for me. Sunday evenings.
Sometimes when you're hanging out on a Sunday and you're like, man, this is it. This is how it's going. And you're just chilling. You're with some friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, I've had a lot of Sundays so far in my life.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I hope to have a lot more Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wonder why every Sunday that comes and goes, it seems to come and go faster and faster. Do you ever wonder that?
Is this a question or is this a statement?
I'm not sure if I follow you. Yeah. You seem very depressed right now.
No, I'm just talking about Sundays.
Are you crying?
There's some tears in your eyes.
Where do they go?
It's awkward. Where do they go?
They
down your face.
Where do Sundays go?
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
I think that's it for today.
I want you to be thinking about Sundays when Sunday happens.
Can you get a good therapist?
Can you pull it together and
to
and you feel like close out the show here?
No. I just wanted to make a point.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to anybody? Because I know some people that you could talk to.
Yeah, we're not here for you, but we know some people you can go talk to.
We're not.
I talk to you.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
I got you guys to talk to. I don't need to talk to anybody.
Yeah, you know, there's a difference between talking at somebody and talking to them.
What are you talking about?
When you talk at somebody.
When you're like, talking, people listen. That's it. Just what, don't get all froofy liberal bullshit on me.
Whoa.
Oh.
Brian told me he was a Republican yesterday.
Really? I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
But you did tell me that.
I did.
Wow. Did you, like, wake up one morning and find out that that's what you were?
I was like, oh, I think I'm totally I'm thinking like a Republican today.
Hmm. Was it a Friday?
No, yesterday was Thursday.
It was middle of the week.
Middle of the week. No, well, that can be a middle of the week feeling.
Yeah, I think it was. It's almost like a cold, or like, you know, you catch a case of Republican, and then you just kind of blow your nose and take a shit and it's gone.
What?
I think you've just.
It's disgusting.
It is pretty disgusting, and you've just insulted, a good portion of our audience.
The people that don't take shits and don't sneeze.
Exactly.
And who aren't Republican. People are going to finish listening to this episode.
They're going to be
bummed out. And they're going to be like, F minus. Exactly. Get rid of it. Stop doing it. Put on Tom and Jerry. Put on, watch other things. Shut the TV off and hang out with your friends and make each other laugh.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Watch Oprah Winfrey.
Listen to some of our old shows.
Listen to some of our older shows.
Listen to this Shine Show.
That'll get you fired up.
Hey-o! Yeah! Go get him, Tiger!
Thank you all for listening. I'm Brian Gerard. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoy, we are the Scheid Show.
Yay! No!
You're right. I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month or a year, with the blood and the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the faces of the men who send their guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interests run.